Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Caputa is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of You Are a Brand, which is she's one of our top branding experts in our Brain Trust. She's a longtime veteran of Madison Avenue, Wall Street. She's worked in academia. She's been studying this topic of branding for a long time, and she's our good friend. Catherine, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Catherine, we really value your input and your perspectives on branding, and I'm so glad that you're here to talk about this again with us, because, as you know, I think this is one of the most important concepts that perspectives that small business owners can have on their business. And when I say conceptual, by that I mean, you know, when we're doing our payroll, when we're managing our accounting and our inventory, that's not conceptual at all. That's real. Those are real things that we can hold and count and measure. Branding is a little bit different. It's more of a concept. It's more of a philosophy. It's more of an attitude as well. And so sometimes it's hard for small business owners to get out of the literal and get into the conceptual, isn't it?
I think it is hard, because I think that often, you know, you're so busy, you know, every day running the business and dealing with all the problems that you don't step back and think conceptually, gee, how can I take advantage of the marketplace? You know, how can I break through? How can I really get my business, you know, further? You know, they're just stuck down in the trenches. But it's important to sort of make time to think conceptually and think of the big picture and think creatively.
Well, exactly. And one of the things I know that you've done in your career is to help people who were leading organizations, and the organization had its own brand, but right. You also helped the individuals who were leading those organizations develop their own brand, their personal brand, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. I do a lot of work with executives, you know, and really in the marketplace today, you really have to think of yourself as a brand. You have a lot of competition, just like products do. And I also work with a lot of entrepreneurs who are, you know, building a company. Sometimes they're, you know, it's a sole proprietorship, or sometimes they're building a little bigger company. And I really help them think conceptually of what the, you know, business concept is, and also how to leverage themselves as the founder of the business as a brand. Mm-hmm. And I talk about that a lot in my book, and I want to emphasize, Jim, because people have, you know, the book's title is in text messaging, so if you just
right.
type that you are a brand, you won't find it. It has to be the letter U, the letter R, a brand.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
smart business people brand themselves for success.
So how do we help small business owners understand, you know, I'm just trying to get them to understand the concept of them having a brand, period.
Right.
And you're recommending that they not only recognize that their company has a brand, Acme Shoestrings, as I said
right.
with my tongue in my cheek earlier in the previous segment, but also John Williams, president of Acme Shoestrings.
Right. Right. Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, one of the things I talk about is the idea of speed branding. And, you know, today in the world, there's so much noise. You really have to make everything work hard for you. So if you're running a company or working at a company, you want to have everything working as hard as possible. So particularly if you're an entrepreneur, you really want to leverage not only your business, but you want to leverage yourself. And so you want to think in terms of what's different about me. How can I build a platform for myself? I mean, I work with a lot of small business owners, and you know, advertising can be pretty expensive, but you can always leverage yourself, get a corner of the market that you're an expert in, that's mm-hmm. your platform, that you build relationship with media. So if they're looking for someone to comment on something, or you can, you know, send them an email, this happened in the news, I can comment on that, so that you own a platform. It's a very low-cost way to build a brand for yourself, but also it'll reflect on your business.
Don't small business owners need to have a different attitude about branding than large companies? Here's my point. Large companies have, as you indicated a minute ago, it's expensive. It can be expensive to try to build a brand through advertising,
right.
like some of the big companies have done. But they've got enough money that they can advertise. They can manipulate the message so much. And I don't mean manipulate in a negative way, but they can make sure that the message is out there enough that you get the impression, you know what, I'd be crazy not to do business with these people. Now that's
right.
One way. Small business owners don't have that kind of intimidation power. So don't we have to focus on more on what this means for the customer? Because if otherwise, you know, if we can't focus on the customer, what we have ourselves, our own critical mass, is not enough, is it?
No, and I think the thing is, obviously, large companies have an advantage. They have money. They have deep pockets. I've been a corporate ad director at, you know, international companies, you know, where I had a, you know, budget boarding on $100 million. Well, hey, you can make quite a lot of noise for your company if you
right.
have that kind of budget.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a lot of, you know, buy a lot of television. You can do a lot of sponsorships. You can do a lot of things to get noticed. You know, on the other hand, there are a lot of, because of the internet and because of technology, there's a lot of things that small business people can do. I mean, there are many, many examples of, you know, little videos on YouTube that become viral sensations, and often they help small businesses, you know. So there are a lot of things that you can do. Things like that cost very little to make. If you develop one that catches on, there's a lot of things you can do. But it's thinking a little bit creatively. It's stepping back and thinking, how can I leverage who I am and what I have? And I think what you do is this whole idea I'm talking about with speed branding. You have to think of making everything work hard. The name of your company has to work hard. Who you are as the founder of the company or an executive of the company has to work hard. You have to stand for something that's different in the marketplace that adds value. You have to leverage what your expertise is and build a platform for that in the media. There's a lot of things you can do. I mean, the web, putting up a website is not expensive. It's just not. I mean, you can
mm-hmm.
get a platform for under $100 a year and
right.
get a hosting system. You can get people to do the programming pretty inexpensively today. But it's coming up with a great idea and design around it. That's what makes a difference.
Another thing I want to talk to us about when we come back is how corporate values, you know, we talk about adding value, but what about corporate values and the way we treat our employees? Is that a part of branding? I'm going to get Catherine to answer that question when we come back after these messages. The book is You Are a Brand. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there, too. And you can find it on the homepage, or you can go directly to jimsblog.biz. Catherine Caputa, that's Catherine with a C, Caputa with a K. Her book is our guest, and her book is called You Are a Brand. That's the letters U and R and then a brand, all spelled out. You Are a Brand, like text messaging, how smart people brand themselves for business success. Catherine, tell us where the book's available and give us your website, too, please.
Okay, the book is available, obviously, online, Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. The book is available all across the country at bookstores, and there is a website as well, www, the letter U, the letter R, abrand.com.
All right, so check
and my website is selfbrand, selfbrand.com.
Catherine, I'm not trying to pick on Nike here, but they're a good example.
Mm-hmm.
of what I'm talking about when I was talking earlier before the break about corporate values and that sort of thing. Nike has arguably one of the top three most recognized brands in the world.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
And so when you see that swoosh, you know you're going to buy something that you probably won't mind wearing. You probably will like it. You know, I don't know how you feel about the price or the quality or whatever, but you'll be impressed with the fact that the swoosh is there.
Yes.
But none of us have any idea or most of us don't have any idea if Nike has good corporate values, if their employees like working there. And I don't know whether they do or they don't. I'm just saying that's not something that we consider when we buy something. But a small business has an opportunity and I think a responsibility to not only have a brand that people recognize in their market, but also for people to say, you know what, I'm going to do business with those people because I know the owner. I know what kind of a person he or she is. And I know one of their employees, and they love working there. That's the kind of place I want to do business with. That's what small business owners, I think, have to do to be holistic in their approach to branding. What do you think?
No, I agree very much, and I think that a lot of high technology companies have started out with that premise. I mean, Google is famous for their slogan internally is "Do no evil," and so that's the corporate values. Also, part of their corporate values and perks that they give employees, which is part of their brand and part of their brand story and part of their publicity, is the fact, you know, there's free food and it's good, healthy food. Yeah. There's not only a gym, but there's pool tables, there's all kinds of places you can go if you want to take a 30-minute nap in the middle of the afternoon or, you know, play volleyball or things like that. People work very hard there. They often work long hours. But part of their corporate values and perks is this holistic thing of their employees, and people are very happy working there. I mean, I don't know about Nike either, because that's not part of their story. But it's a big part of Google, and a lot of other high technology companies have done things like that, and it's spreading to other kinds of companies. I mean, I just read about a little startup company that, in lieu of a bonus, they gave the employees skydive. They went off a plane and jumped out. And the employees are still talking about it a year later. And it was something that cost a lot less than a lot of other perks or bonuses that people could get, but it's something that created a different culture.
And an experience. And isn't that the essence of branding for with our customers, that they feel like not only are they going to get something that they can carry away and use and value for their money, but in the process of acquiring that thing, they also had an experience.
Yeah, that's a very hot topic in branding. I mean, it's called total brand experience, and I think that more and more companies are thinking about that. I mean, it was something that was neglected, and everything is part of your brand experience. If you are a company where people are calling on the telephone, who's answering the phone? How is it handled? If you're getting a lot of, you have to push a million buttons and you can never reach anybody, that's part of the brand experience. Is it a comfortable experience? Do you know what your customers are experiencing?
Well, how many times have you been in a small restaurant, a really high-quality restaurant, but it's small, the owners are in the business, and the owner walks over to the table and says, "Hi, I'm Guido. Is everything good here?" You know, or whatever. Didn't that just make you smile and want to come back? I mean, it was a big deal that the owner came over and asked how you were doing. I mean, it's that kind of thing. You can do that if you're in the parts business. You know, for the owner to come over and say, "Hey, is everybody being taken care of properly here?" Whatever. Those are the kinds of things that are part of a brand, aren't they, Catherine?
Yes, and I think that, you know, all kinds of companies are looking at that. I mean, there's a number of car wash companies. Getting a car wash used to be a very, you know, dull, boring experience, and a number of car washes now have rooms where they have TV sets or music or games or whatever that people can do while they're waiting, and so they're making it a different brand experience, and there's all kinds of ways you can think about that. It's just thinking creatively, thinking out of the box, something as simple as somebody coming over,
and
like you mentioned at a restaurant. I mean, I'm touched by that, with somebody coming over and saying, "Nice, but can I help you?"
Right,
makes
exactly.
A different experience.
But what's the essence of the bottom line of all the things that we just got through talking about was the customer. It
yes.
was focused on the customer. That's something I think the small business owners have got to realize. I know they do it, but I don't think that they always think about it as being part of their brand.
Right.
One of the brand experiences that we have here, ladies and gentlemen, is to introduce you to really cool people like Catherine Caputa, the author of You Are a Brand. Catherine, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Love you.
Catherine Caputa, ladies and gentlemen. That's Catherine with a C, Caputa with a K. Take a quick break. I'll be right back with Skip Miller. That's Skip with an S, Miller with an M. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.